Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Just a admission, that's a great song from Boyz II Men.
Classic.
Might be a little bit over the top because Jrue Holiday isn't dead. He was just traded back to the team from which you received Jrue Holiday.
Where he never played in the first place. Nope. And didn't want to be and may still not want to be.
And may not be there. And Anthony Simons may not be here. It's a little early, Fitzgerald.
Is it really?
When it's for a beer?
When it's 103.
5 o'clock somewhere. Apparently, Fitzy is on island time today and just going with
I am. I
okay
need
to
relax if I'm going to have to deal with this tomahawk version of you today.
What do you mean? Island Andy is still half around.
Hog blank.
Still got my Hey Dudes on.
But that doesn't mean squat. By the way, we're coming to you live from Oklahoma City, site of the Oklahoma City Thunder 2025 NBA Championship. Thank you, fan. Thank you.
Hey, Chet, I know you can hear me. Yeah, that's
SGA. Everybody. SGA.
Hey, NBA. The whole idea of everybody getting a chance to win and, like, bringing it to smaller markets looks good on paper. It doesn't look great on TV, and it
there's
didn't look great in your finals.
There's nobody there.
No,
dude, no, seriously, all of the jokes.
There's no there there.
Because nobody cares. Like, literally.
SGA didn't care.
They didn't care. Like, we have the audio of him.
Who leaves alcohol just lying around when it's free?
Did you hear him on GMA? Even if it's Mick Ultra. Are they a sponsor?
Robin Roberts is making fun of you.
Yeah, for being too low-key and laconic.
Like,
yeah,
too lame for Robin Roberts.
Oh, man, it was really something else. Like, guy, can we just juice it up a little bit? I'm telling you. Worst. Look at the. Thank you very much, Brian Frazoco at twitch.tv/BostonWEI. Now, of course, there's a Hyundai ad.
Yeah. It's everything I imagined it to be.
The only good thing about that parade is, for people like me, who doesn't like people and goes, wait, Boston, you have a million and a half?
Jalen!
That's my kind of parade. There's parking. There won't be anybody next to me. Like,
there's
going to
be no traffic on the way in or out.
Absolutely. That's the perfect parade for
people
like me.
I can get to the concession guy with no problem. I could probably even haggle or barter with him.
If you're SGA, it's like, eh.
No, seriously.
I thought this would be cooler.
The crowd didn't go wild. Nope. They left all of their Mick Ultras and their champagnes. Yep. They did interviews and they had no, like, there was no high five. Like, meanwhile, the Celtics, Jason Tatum, you know, what they going to say now?
How about Brad Marchand? He's still
partying. He's still drunk.
That image of him in a golf cart with, like, a coffee, a cigar, a beer, a shot, every type of liquor you could have, like.
Squad goals, life dream. That's what we, that's our dream.
Now, we're being kind of,
what?
Old school, right? I mean,
that's okay. Yeah,
there's some people that are probably celebrating. It was so great to see the Thunder celebrate without alcohol.
If I
you
have
don't
to hear
alcohol, to
if
have
I have
a good
to hear
time,
one
kids,
more person, and it's, of course, it's not here. It's rather Reed. One more person. It's a generation just below Stiz, somewhere near Ball Hawk in that age bracket. If one more of them, you don't need any of that devil juice to have a good time. Slash, hey Fitzy, bro, don't you understand? Kids these days, they're more into the mocktails and NABs. It's a gummy based culture now. Cool. I still like pouring beer on people's heads.
I love how people differentiate the way they alter their mind. Like, it's shameful to alter it with alcohol, but gummies are fine. Like, who are
don't
you
yuck my yum.
Excuse me?
Could we you taught you this
Anthony
already.
Simons
don't
has a comment on that if you look for it on social media. It's a very interesting view of his on yucking yums and his yum
there's
being yucked.
Like, now, honestly, guy, like, if I think this parade in Oklahoma City today is so lame.
How lame is it? Lamer than you.
What? It's so lame. Were you talking to yourself?
Nope.
Okay. It's so lame. I think they just allowed traffic.
You know who got screwed? The cops. They're probably wearing a ton of details because people are like, yeah, there's like 500 people here. We don't need a million cops to watch this. Yeah, it was kind of sad, but it's also a little bit sad. I can admit, Drew Holiday, a champion, a winner. Yep. We talked about yesterday off air, a segment we're going to do down the road looking at winners and losers. Losers who've won championships and winners who have not won titles. Drew Holiday's a winner. Can we all just acknowledge that? He brought winning to Boston.
He won championships in multiple cities for multiple franchises.
Celtics
therefore,
weren't a winner till he got here.
He's a winner. Who was arguably, even though I know your boy, Jaylen Brown, got MVP of the Eastern Conference Finals, can we argue that perhaps Drew Holiday could and should have entered that chat?
You can enter the chat, and then you can give it to the guy who deserved it, Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown hits the shot in game one to send it to overtime to avoid the embarrassment of losing to the Pacers on your home court in game one of the conference finals. Don't worry. A year later, they didn't spare their fans the embarrassment of losing twice in their home court in the semifinals to the Knicks. Anyway, I digress. In game three, he had that great steal and scored the last 5 points and played awesome defense.
He's a good player, and he's a key contributor to title teams in Milwaukee and Boston.
Would you argue that, hey, if you want to be a contender or championship teams need championship players like Jrue Holiday?
Yes. He is those key cogs you add to a core, and that's what he was, because it's not like he goes to Portland and suddenly Portland is a favorite to win the West and win the title.
No, I bet you what happens is Portland holds on to him, surveys the market mid-season, who desperately needs that championship DNA. Hey, you know what we have over here? Nice, light, gently used, actually very used, Drew Holiday. He's ready. He's available for the right price.
I think there's actually a chance both players involved in this trade coming to Boston and going to Portland aren't with their teams for very long.
I would second that emotion.
Now, the question I ask, and I have 617-779-7937, if you want to join the conversation about what? Why are you giving me that face?
Whoa. Somebody with significant Patriot ties just passed away, I believe.
Okay. Is it
breaking
news worthy? Because if you're going to stop the show, halt. You should probably.
It actually might be. Hold on.
You
want
to verify it?
Give me a second, please.
You don't want to be like Mike Florio and report a death that never happened.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Okay.
We'll just wait. Well, we're waiting.
Oh.
Still alive. Okay, so we'll move on back to the Drew.
A mistaken identity. I apologize. That was good radio.
Oh, Fitzy, you are a roller coaster.
Yes. Well, it takes one to know one. No, there was a football player by the name of Chandler Jones who passed away.
Oh, okay.
And it was not the Chandler Jones that we know, but rather a different one.
Oh, this is awkward.
All right.
Quite awkward.
Listen, I owned it.
Quite awkward.
The audience was in the car, wherever they are right now, Twitch, YouTube Live, the Odyssey app, and you can download it today. And they were probably thinking like, oh, whoa, this could be a significant moment. It might be I remember where I was when, and instead it was just me spitting up on my shoes.
Yep, it happens.
And the worst part is my shoes are sandals, so now it's on my toes.
So we look at the trade haul for Drew Holiday, which some people believe is more than they expected to get. I am not overly upbeat about this trade on a number of levels. I understand what's going on. I understand the second apron. I understand the dismantling of an aged team. And I don't believe Drew Holiday long-term was a good fit for the Boston Celtics because this is a bridge year. Even though the East is going to be weak, and I love Jaylen Brown, I'm not sure you're a title contender this year. Is Drew Holiday going to be a key ingredient with Jason Tatum when he returns from an Achilles? There's lots of layers there. So I get what's going on financially and age-wise.
Do you believe it's mostly financial, though? Just right off the top.
I mean, you have all the national reporters, the Chris Mannix, the salary-slashing Celtics get rid of Drew Holiday, and Kristaps Porzingis is next up, and there's a lot of interest. Like, they're slashing salary. Now, this only saved $4 million cap-wise, but it saved $40-plus million in real cash for the new boss man, Chisholm, in terms of penalties.
Pretty penny.
We competing or not?
Team.
So we're
okay.
But does
it mean that we're not
when
competing?
When he does it, we're okay. When John Henry does it, we rip him. I just, the inconsistencies with
He's
you people
start,
in this town.
No.
Oh, honeymoon period?
Don't you people.
It's okay to dismantle a team when you first buy it.
When Wick Grosbeck, as governor of his father's money and basketball team, alongside people like Danny Ainge, Brad Stevens, et al., when they assembled the team, what was the goal? To win a championship?
Multiple championships.
Well, that's what Wick said.
But it turns out, you just brought up Wick and the governor, yes, and
I said, did they win a championship? Is that a yes, yeah. Or no question?
Yeah.
Okay. Were we all duped into believing that everything Wick said was true? Wick basically had this town believing he was in charge of everything.
Pags doesn't believe him anymore.
Turns out it was his dad. Yeah. So when Wick said, we're going to get paid in parades, his dad was like, bull hooey,
we're getting paid in billions. Good old-fashioned green.
Yeah, we're selling this team,
not
mofo.
Crypto. We're getting cash.
And so now
cash.
Bill Chisholm comes in, and he still believes he can compete. His greatest player, his superstar, just tore his Achilles. He might want to align his books so he can reset. And who better to do that than Brad Stevens, who is a talent and financial wunderkind.
So he acquired a player in Anfernee Simons, who is a 20-point scorer, who likes to shoot threes.
I was going
to
say, let's be honest, who you hate already.
Doesn't play D.
Yep.
And a bad team decided they were better off without a young 20-point scorer. They saw late last year they were better without him. Addition by subtraction is their way of looking at this. They didn't want to pay him.
What if Missoula and Brad Stevens can turn him into a legitimate offensive asset who plays sub-level defense but isn't like a giant liability?
Offensive asset or asset?
Is that a new segment?
Sure.
Asset or asset?
Do you think the Celtics are better right now?
Of course not.
Long term?
No, I mean,
wait, long term. I'm going to give you the long term, too.
Oh, long term. Data incomplete. Cannot answer.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's much like the Devers trade. These deals that the Celtics are making are going to be assessed immediately, but also down the road. What do you receive from the flexibility? Whatever.
Do you spend on Kyle Tucker, like Jeff Passan says? Are you going to buy at the deadline, like some others have suggested? Are you going to trade Chapman, Bueller? By the way, you may have to send something with Bueller to get someone to take him at this point.
Oh, my God. He's a broken man. And we'll get into that later. I felt bad for him on the mound, and then I felt bad for him post-game. When he's talking about, like, you try to fake it, but it's really, it's tough to fake it when you go out there. And it's like, oh, my God.
He's got stuff.
Does he? Because he doesn't seem like he has any faith in his stuff
right now. No, but that's the ball moves.
He's faking it, and he ain't making it.
He's got movement on the ball. He's hitting 95, 96.
You're right. He has great movement. He throws it in, and the guy hits it right over the fence. Or he hits the guy, walks a guy. I mean, what was it? Hit by pitch, walk, walk, hit by pitch?
I think that's correct.
So
HBP.
Is this T-ball? Or is this what level of?
B-O-B, B-O-B,
HBP. This is Major League Baseball.
Yes, this is the one that counts.
Major and your guy, Walker Bueller, the appropriately named.
Actually,
they should have signed strikeout Bueller.
Walking Bueller.
Because he is
actually
terrible.
Andy, if you want to say, again, I own all my L's here on Afternoons.
And there's a lot of them. Yep, a lot to own.
Yep. Listen, misery loves company. I see you. You're in the same pit I am. You're just a couple rungs higher right now. It was both of my guys last night because I'd start just.
Oh, Whitlock, I saw.
I broke up with Whitlock, but then we started texting each other again. And we were thinking about becoming besties again. Yeah,
this was another booty call late night, and it didn't go well.
No, it didn't.
You shouldn't have come over.
No, I agree. See, I invited him over, and then he's like, "But wait, what about my place?" And I'm like, "Okay." He can only pitch one inning.
Yeah.
What happened?
Not always. Not always.
He used to be good at like up to three.
Yeah. Who'd you call him?
Hmm?
Who'd you like to refer to him as?
I used to refer to him as right-handed Andrew Miller.
He's not.
He hasn't been. He used to be.
Yeah,
then he got
used to be. We all used to be a lot of things. We live in the present here. And the Boston Red Sox don't look great again. They lose last night. They give up 5 runs in the first. 7 walks, career high for the appropriately named Walker Bueller. 11 walks as a team. It was an ugly game. Alex Cora was ejected for the second straight night, although did seem personal with umpire Alan Porter. They have a history. We'll talk to Alex Cora here on WEEI Afternoons at 5:30. They are on the West Coast. They get a day game tomorrow, so you're like, why is it not Wednesday at 2:30? Well, they're on the West Coast, and they have a day game tomorrow, so we'll talk to them at 5:30.
Speaking of roller coasters, Alex Cora, 2.5 weeks ago, they're winning 2 out of 3. They sweep the Yankees. He knows they're going to trade Devers. Things are trending in the right direction for his ball club. Great. They trade Devers, and now he's got to deal with all the turbulence they're in last week, all over the place. Now this week, we're catching him on losing the series to Devers, not having spoken to Devers, still having to answer questions about Devers, losers of 3 straight, and him being rung up twice in a row.
Oh, and don't
forget, season.
The defense sucks and the base running sucks again. something we had hoped we had sort of put away.
Yeah, my Google Doc was already full. I can't ask.
There's a
I
lot
can't
there.
Add anything else to it.
But we're leading off here with Drew Holiday because that's the news of the day. I don't know if you were surprised last night. I don't know how you could have been. We've been talking about this for a while. And the Reese's Pieces continue to be dropped that Kristaps Porzingis could be right behind him on his way out of town. I know there are some that are speculating in the next 24 hours. We are heading into Wednesday, which is the NBA draft, a.k.a. Cooper Flagg going number one overall. Main boy going number one. But the Boston Celtics, we knew there might be some sort of, is this a dismantling? Are we talking about retooling, cost slashing?
How, do you really
Dan
trust?
Ball,
do you
what
trust,
are we calling it?
My favorite thing that I saw floating around social is it's a reloading for the Boston Celtics, which is a very positive.
What
way
was
to look
the word?
Reloading.
Oh, reloading. Hey, can I piggyback off?
So we trade a Hall of Fame winner for
soon to be home.
Who's on the wrong side of 30 and probably going down the hill in his
career.
So you
like the trade?
Yeah, of course I do.
Of course you do.
Yeah, you get the draft assets are what they are, but it's a useful player and it's not a long-term commitment. So if it doesn't work in a year where you're not supposed to win, as you said, then you can wash your hands of it.
What if
I get
Hauser...
the expiring contract?
Yeah,
I get that.
Mm-hmm.
That
and
part.
And he's a productive offensive player. He's
on a bad team. Every team has productive players, even the bad ones.
So, wait a second. First of all, I would call it a realignment because I'd want to go with the term du jour in Boston sports right now. Alignment in Boston, realignment with the Celtics. However, it seems to me that you are questioning the Boston Celtics front office.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
Well played. I am not questioning Brad Stevens because Brad Stevens, what's Brad Stevens' biggest mistake?
Joe Mazzulla.
Yeah.
Wow, that's... He went from
not leaving,
homer to hater in like 30 seconds.
Not leaving more time on the clock when Gordon Hayward had to take that half-court shot to try to tie up the NCAA championship.
Wait, what?
I was deep diving on his career.
I'm talking about with the Boston Celtics.
Oh, well, you have to
the general manager, the president of basketball operations. Because I have faith
mistake?
In him because he has not really yet, Dan Ball, and I'll include you in this, that's the one thing I'll say, is his moves have worked. His moves have looked good. His moves have been impressive.
He might be batting a personnel management 1,000.
And you know, I do this with our sources. You know, your Jeff Passans of the world, or your Heymans, or your Crapsheet, or your Glazer. Like, when I know you F up, like, once you go sideways a couple times and I prove you report something and it's just dead wrong, now I question future reports. But Jay Glazer, I don't question him. Why? I don't know that he's ever steered me wrong. I don't know that he's ever, and I would put Brad Stevens in that category right now. His track record is so good that I have a little bit of, in Brad we trust, that Belichickian term, in Brad Stevens. So I don't love, on paper, this trade, because I think you acquired a young 20-point scorer from a bad team, and the bad team was like, yeah, we're definitely better off without that guy.
So call it a Rafael Devers-ian type of deal, because that was mostly about, now, I'm not talking about getting rid of the person, because give me 12 Drew Holidays on any team, period, in terms of what kind of player he is, just winning Humanitarian and Person of the Year awards.
Good dude. We can't
Phenomenal
question
person.
That.
Phenomenal person. No. But they needed to divest themselves in their financial realignment in this very awkward, unpredictable season coming up for the Celtics. You got people like Keefe saying they could win the Eastern Conference.
Unpredictable?
Yeah.
Is 50 wins and a top three seed in the conference unpredictable?
You're guaranteeing that? Oh, wait, that's what we bet on yesterday.
No, we bet on
Houston. But 52 wins. I'm not betting
on
the Celtics.
No, I do believe the Celtics. The Celtics will be the home team in game one of their first playoff series. That's what I'm guaranteeing.
And that's not a play-in series. That's
I mean
series.
A real series. Gotcha. Serious series.
So that's a top four seed. Lock it down. Write it down.
Jaylen Brown leading the way and whatever else. It's too early to kind of make some other predictions because there's a lot of rumblings and rumors out.
Anthony Simons drilling threes, you know, just things he does.
Oh, man.
We'll see.
The speed on that wing. What a playmaker to think. There's Doris Burke. I can't believe Brad Stevens fleeced Portland for this guy.
Oh, yeah. She'll love it.
Absolutely.
She loves everything.
Phenomenal. So. I also don't. I'm not on ESPN anymore.
So your biggest complaint is he's not a winner. Just making sure I have that.
No. My biggest complaint is I, like Ted Johnson and many others,
everything
thought and hoped they were maybe going to venture a little bit away from just being 3-point first, 3-point often, 3-point always. To me, you acquired a guy that wants to shoot a bunch of threes, so that leads me to believe Brad Stevens and Joe Mazzulla want him to shoot threes. Is that fair?
Well, that it's a safe assumption. It's not we don't know because we're not privy to the inner workings and the meetings behind wanting to acquire him or what kind of plans they have next season. What if maybe they stop having everybody shoot threes? Because you're now losing Jrue Holiday, shot a bunch of threes. You're going to probably trade Hauser. You're going to probably trade Porzingis. That's a high volume. Well, he's just going to go.
No, but he's a free agent. He shoots threes.
He's going to walk like Harry from Harry and the Hendersons into the forest and just disappear to his natural habitat. I don't know where that's going to be. So you're going to lose all these guys. You're going to have to replace it with somebody that can shoot a three.
You don't have to shoot threes. Wait.
No, I know. Where, I know.
I missed the rule. You have to shoot threes?
Yes.
Is that a new rule in the NBA?
Well, when Joe Mazzulla is your coach and Brad Stevens is running your basketball operations.
You didn't see
yes,
that?
You kind of do.
Oh, my God. It was part of vacation week.
So that is the first superficial aspect of this that I don't love.
Gotcha.
And then the winner-loser part, you know, what kind of a complimentary player he is. You traded a great complimentary player. Probably one of the, this is going to sound maybe a little over the top, one of the greatest complimentary players of this generation. Because I think Jrue Holiday can do what you need him to do. You want him to play defense? You need me to shoot some threes? You need me to score tonight, not score tomorrow, take a big post, somebody's going to post me up, all of that. And you're getting a guy who doesn't play defense, according to the reports out of Portland, a guy who, despite being a 20-plus point scorer, at a young age, a high school to the NBA young developing player, Portland, a bad team that wants to be young and develop, doesn't want to pay him and realized late last year when he wasn't playing, like, hey, we're better without that guy on the court. He's not that good. I said it to Jones and Keefe. Somebody always scores points in NBA games. Bad teams have 20-point scorers, 19-point scorers, 23-point scorers. That doesn't mean you're a good player. It's just part of the volume of the game.
I just think you can make a very similar argument for what you did on a 31-48 Spurs team with Derek White, and he ended up becoming one of the better complementary pieces that we've seen in this era of basketball.
Okay, and that is fair. And that is where my faith in Brad Stevens and his track record would fall in line. The other issue is we may be spending an entire show talking about this trade, this acquisition, and in 2 days he's on a different team and he's part of a bigger package, or in 3 months or whatever. So we may get a little bit too fixated on it. But what we know to be the Boston Celtics right now, Anfernee Simons is here. He's going to play alongside Jaylen Brown. He's athletic. He can score. Will Jaylen Brown like playing with him? Will Jaylen Brown be happy that he's shooting, I don't know, 8, 10, 12 threes a game? The Celtics made a big deal. Jrue Holiday, a champion, a winner, a good guy, on and off the court, no longer with the team. 617-779-7937. I don't love it. Dan Ball is all in. We'll talk about that next. And also, Dan Ball will give you what's trending.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
This makes you feel. This is like windows are down, sunroofs open.
Here it is. A cool
Drew Holiday jersey is on.
Jaylen Brown jersey. He's still a Celtic. But everybody else, including Jaylen Brown, could also be on the rumor reported trade list for other teams. Offers for Jaylen Brown, Kristaps Porzingis. Sounds like half the league is in on Kristaps Porzingis.
Well, the leaders, the clubhouse leaders right now,
didn't
supposedly
see that coming.
Golden State.
Why do teams want a guy who, love him, mean it?
San Antonio.
Never plays.
Wouldn't you love to see him play in San Antonio with Wemby for the 43
Add
games
Chet
he's healthy?
Holmgren, and you got like, it's like Stanley comes to life in the NBA. You turn
like
sideways.
You know what it's like? It's like the Slender Man.
It'd be awful.
What a reference, Andy. Flat Stanley. I'm impressed.
Well, I had
kids.
I had to do like Super Bowls. Bill Belichick's press conference. Here's Flat Stanley in New Orleans or
Is
whatever.
Is that the craziest place you brought him?
Super Bowls, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's smart.
What would be crazier?
I don't know.
Did you bring him, like, creepy places? Like also, a strip club or something?
Yeah, why not? Flat Stanley visits the...
Flat Stanley meets not Flat Chantel.
You didn't bring Flat Stanley to the methadone clinic?
No.
All right, guys. Move on. Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown, Kristaps Porzingis, Sam Hauser, who isn't going to be traded by the wheeler and dealer that is Brad Stevens. Chris Mannix said that Sam Hauser, a 40%+ three-point shooter, has generated strong interest. He will begin a four-year, $45 million contract. So $45 million off the books, $37 million for Porzingis if you get that off the books. Like, they are definitely, they got the hatchet out. They don't have a scalpel. They don't have a little steak knife. They are hatcheting
this
roster.
It is three people, though, that they're going to need. The most likely scenario involves getting rid of Hauser, Holiday, and Porzingis. You get rid of all three, you are eliminated from second apron contention for the time being.
What are you getting back? You only gained $4 million with Simons.
Mm-hmm.
What do you get? Are you there trading Porzingis by nada?
One could be draft picks.
Ooh, 5 second-round picks. That's all the rage in the NBA these days. That's how you stay cost-effective, some texter told me yesterday. Those are real commodities. Yeah, great. You win titles with second-round picks, 5 second-round picks. That's
so let's say they remove the WEEI Afternoons title from the show and give it a hyper-specific title. Would Andy versus be the best first suggestion?
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. Let's get my last name in Andy Hart versus, just like get the whole name.
Okay.
Because they're like, Andy who? Oh. Andy Hart, you get out there.
Or heart attack.
Ooh, heart trouble. Stiz enjoys when I go on heart attack like rants. He's
well,
got
hold
that
on,
little
hold
music
on.
He plays in the background.
Enjoys.
EKG. No, he actually, he's like, he wants to use it. He's been fluffing that up in his own mind. EKG thing.
So second round picks, yes. Everyone
so they
loves
get second round picks.
Picks.
Great. I don't care. Like, second round picks are meaningless to me. They're less meaningful than even late round NFL picks. Because sometimes you see those late round NFL picks, they package them with trades and move up. How often do you
see
has anyone traded
say,
5 second-round picks for, like, a top-5 pick? No.
Has anyone traded?
Is there a trade value chart even in the NBA?
There's no, like, what, Rich Hill trade value chart, the old Jimmy Johnson?
Oh, if I trade you 5 35th overall picks.
That guy is coming out a lot today.
Yeah, well, it annoys me, the second-round pick thing. Anyway, focus, Kristaps Porzingis.
Mm-hmm.
Likely, it sounds like rumbling's going to be out of town within the next 48 hours.
Whatever team, Terp and others have said, expect multiple trades before the draft. Said draft begins tomorrow night.
So what snuck up on me, beyond the players, because we've been preparing for this for months. Since the season ended, we've been preparing for Drew Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis to be traded.
I'd say before the season. Rumblings were out 2-3 months prior, yeah.
Are the Celtics becoming a far less likable team this offseason? Because Drew Holiday is a saint. Mm-hmm. Saint Holiday. He's no Saint Bregman, but he's a Saint Holiday. And Kristaps Porzingis, people bitch about him not being available and being injured. He is the most enjoyable Celtic on the planet right now. He was so fun
when
to watch
when
blood dripping
again,
down.
When healthy.
The WWE entrances, the Goldberg-like walk march from the locker room.
You're forgetting all of the sound bites. You know, you're not bringing the meat.
Yeah, no, there was plenty of sound bites, except for all the annoying sound bites about like what infection he was dealing with and why he didn't get to play. And why
you'll
he didn't
never
have
find out, by the
and
way,
all that. No,
if you want that curiosity,
you know
sated,
why
it'll just never happen.
You know why the, to steal a line from the Jones and Keefe show, you know why the Caitlin Clark fans think he was sick?
9/11?
Travis Kelce? COVID vaccine?
Oh.
That's like the rumbling on the internet. Like, those are the people that believe it's somehow related to a COVID vaccine.
Why'd you point at me?
And because you're one of those people.
I'm the anti one of those people. You're one of those people.
I don't even know which people we are right now. I'm so confused. Actually,
hey, Dan, if you could just keep a running tab, if you don't mind, sir, in there, possible show names. First is Andy Versus. Second one would be You're One of Those People.
Okay, that'll go on the list right under This Is Awkward.
Okay.
But right. Am I wrong to say that with Jaylen Brown, who is polarizing, fair to say? Polarizing.
Could very well find himself in another team.
No, but let's
uniform.
Just say he's here.
Sure.
He's a polarizing guy. Like, not everybody off loves Jaylen Brown.
Off and on the court.
I am the biggest Jaylen Brown fan. I love him. I support him.
This is news to me.
What?
I'm joking.
No.
We've heard that before.
They trade Kristaps Porzingis, one of the most likable players. They trade Drew Holiday, who just won Man of the Year in every community service award you've ever seen, and gets in where he fits in. You can't, like, if you're a coach, if you're a fan, oh my God, that guy is perfect. He does everything. He is blue-collar Boston. They get rid of him, and they bring in a young guy who we have no affinity for right now, right? Is that fair to say? We have no affinity for Simons, except Dan Ball, who seems to love him.
He's going to have to earn it.
Right.
There is someone else on our show, actually.
Yeah, my Simons jersey is on the way.
Derek White is still likable, so don't worry about that. Al Horford.
Still likable.
Gone.
He's the most likable guy on the Celtics.
Maybe only. Oh, no. Pritch, please.
Hold on. Hold on.
They're losing likability
fast. You like Jason Tatum.
What?
Don't people like Jason Tatum?
I like Jaylen Brown. Jason Tatum, not a member of the 2025-2026 Boston Celtics.
He's still on the roster.
No,
he's
if
just
you look
exempt.
At all these graphics people are tweeting out today, he's got like a red like code to him, and he's out, injured. So not including him, also polarizing. Not as beloved as he should be. So
big
definitely Derek White is likable. Definitely Peyton Pritchard is likable.
Mm-hmm. What a Baylor Shireman. Everyone says he's an amazing hang.
I have the feeling. I'm not hanging with them. I'm watching them play basketball and entertaining me.
I made that up specifically to agitate
also
you.
Think that he could become less likable the more he plays unless he plays at a high level because sometimes he's those diminishing returns.
Well, get ready because right now he could be a leading candidate to be your Hauser replacement should Hauser be dealt out of town.
Okay. Is Hauser likable?
Yeah. I mean,
right?
He threw up in he's the anti-OKC. He threw up in the duck boat.
I just stumbled
then,
upon this.
In the cooler and then rallied.
And then tossed the beer to someone. Remember, we played that, on the Keefe show.
So he's likable. Yeah. And Joe Mazzulla going into a lame duck contract year becomes less likable, correct?
Well, the most polarizing person by far on the Boston Celtics
is Joe Mazzulla. Okay.
Hands down.
I think I've stumbled into something. With this first trade and the expected coming trades that will include Kristaps Porzingis.
Will they be as lovable?
They're going to be a less likable. Also, you know what makes you less likable? Less wins. Less success. Mm-hmm. Less, you know. How many times? Last year, you would tune into games and it would be like 78-41 Celtics at the half. How many times are they going to score 75-plus points
at
halftime?
Yeah, and there were also last year, you're conveniently forgetting, last year you tune into games, somehow the Celtics are trailing by 13 in the third quarter to Memphis at home.
Oh, yeah, no, those happened. But they also were a team that everybody throughout the year expected to win a title. They liked them. They were defending champions. I think the Celtics are a less likable basketball team right now, but I think the next guest on this show will push back on that. Brian Ferzocco, he is our resident hoop head. He is going to be behind the glass with Dan Ball to help defend not only the likability of the Boston Celtics, but he's going to tell me why I should be so excited that Anthony Simons is now a member of the Celtics. Woo-wee, duck boats, baby. Portland doesn't want him, but he's going to be a winner in Boston.
Let me ask on behalf of the show, will you listen to Brian Ferzocco, who recently was voted the person that works on this show most likely to appear in a Wes Anderson film? Will you actually listen to and take what Ferzocco has to say seriously?
I will listen. That's the only promise. We will all listen to Brian Ferzocco tell us why Anthony Simons is the best player on the planet.
Oh, so he gets the true producer treatment. Love that.
No, don't be so sad. What are you guys uniting against me? I will take you all on. One Andy versus a bunch of producers or one producer-sized Andy, whatever the hell that debate was. Brian Ferzocco is going to defend the Anthony Simons trade next here on WEI Afternoons.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
When I think of this song, I see a lot of grandmas and aunts on the dance floor at a wedding, all dancing, chubby triceps shaking, everyone just getting a little sweaty.
Whoa.
I love it. It's an endearing image.
Of chubby triceps shaking? You got the hang and the dangle? I'm sure grandma loves it.
You know,
it.
We call that the hangle.
Yeah, not good. Oh, boy.
It's
not
honest.
Good.
It's honest.
But it is hot out. We can all agree on that. I think we topped 100. Is that fact?
103, I saw.
103. That's hot.
That's very hot.
That is very freaking hot. But we're not getting into any debates about the heat right now or heat versus cold like you get on Jones and Keefe in terms of what's worse. We are debating Anthony Simons. Are the Celtics a better team? Did they get good return on the Jrue Holiday deal? And who better to defend the Celtics than our resident hoop head? No, not Brian Scalabrine. He wasn't available. He's off in the summer. We'll talk to him again during basketball season. Brian Frazoco, producer du jour. And if you're watching on Twitch, which he usually runs, make sure you check it out because he's, let's just say, attempting to grow a mustache.
Attempting's a fair way.
No, that's why I told you. He looks like a character in a Wes Anderson film.
Yeah, he's a villain in Rocky and Bullwinkle. It's unbelievably bad.
What do you mean? It's got a style. Like, wait. Can we zoom? Oh, wait, he's the Twitch operator. He can't zoom in.
Yeah, who's zooming in on your face if you're on the mic?
David's back there.
David! Zoom
he
in on his face.
He reminds me of Gomez from Adam's Family.
Yes, that also works. None of it is good.
So let's call him Gomez Jr. now.
I think this is the real reason you wanted me on.
A little bit.
To mustache shame?
Let's go Gomez Jr. You started it out today. You liked the trade. You were in our text chat. You were in our email chain. Why should I be excited about Anthony Simons and the 2025-2026 Boston Celtics?
The main reason I was excited about the trade was honestly getting off of Holiday's contract. I think
salary dump.
I think it's clear that the Celtics are building for the future, and I'm with you, Hart. I think that they can be competitive next year. I think that they can be a top four seed in the East.
They could win the East.
The East is horrible, right? If you look at the East right now, who are the top three teams on paper? Knicks, Cavs, and then
Celtics.
The Magic?
Celtics.
Right. No. So I think it could be the Celtics.
Celtics.
But Brian, that is a fair point. The Magic did significantly improve by acquiring Desmond Bane.
So they got a little more offense, which clearly we all saw they needed in the playoffs. But I still think the Celtics can compete. They can be a top four seed in the East, like you said, Hart. And I think that this helps them for next year. And So what if he sucks next year? Hart, let's say you're right. Let's say he doesn't play any defense. Let's say he's horrible. Then that contract's off the books. If you're starting to see more slippage of Drew Holiday next year, well, you still have him for a few more years after that. Like, I think it was a horrible decision to sign him when they did to that extension. He's 30, just turned 35 a few days ago. Like, you kind of had to get out of that contract. You're building for when Jason Tatum gets back. Even if he does get back next year, he's not going to be at 100%. You're building for the 2026-2027 season and beyond, which I don't like either, Hart. I'm with you. I don't think, I saw your tweet earlier, I don't think any Boston team should be in the market for shedding salary and shedding contracts. I'm with you. I hate it, but that's the world we live in. That's the NBA we live in now.
Okay, I need a little more. So I agree with actually facets of that and aspects of that argument, but what you didn't mention anywhere in there really was Anfernee Simons and why I should be excited about him. A, what is he going to be? What option is he? What option does he think he is? And what option is he actually going to be on the Boston Celtics? And why am I wrong to say that he's a young, all three, no D guy who a bad team got rid of and didn't want to sign?
You're not totally off on that assessment, if I'm being honest. But to answer your first question, what does he think he can be slash what can he be? Yeah. I think he can be your 2B player, right? I think him and Derek White can kind of take turns being that second option during the regular season. Jaylen Brown's obviously clear and cut your number one option next year with Jason Tatum being hurt. I think that him and Derek White can take turns being 22 to 27 points per game on any given night.
18 to 25, we'll say. So when you say 2B, they can just toggle back and forth.
Pretty much, right?
Like, because Derek White always presents the option of whatever it is you need that given night, I can do for you.
Yes, and does so with a smile on his face and isn't lip service.
No one said Simons was a malcontent.
I didn't say he's a malcontent. A bad team decided they were better off without him.
Do you also think there could be a chance that, I mean, I think Porzingis was labeled as a bad teammate until he got to Boston, right? He'd played on so many losing organizations and had never won at a high level, let alone really won at any level.
Mm-hmm.
Simons hasn't really done that either. The furthest he's ever made was when he was barely playing on Portland in 2018 to 2019. I believe he was a rookie that year. They made it to the Western Conference Finals. They got swept by Golden State, and they hadn't gotten anywhere close since then. He's, the last 4 years, they haven't even made the playoffs. He's played on horrible teams the last few years. Is there any chance he's just happy he's on a contending team?
Puts
that all aside.
No. There is absolutely a scenario in which I'm wrong. It's opposite, that the best is taken out of his game by joining a competitive team night in and night out, a team with hopes, a team with Jaylen Brown and Derek White to lead him and sort of guide him and mold him and say, you have ability. We saw what you could do on a bad team.
We're
going
to break down the things that you were doing, use your ability, and try to get the best of you. That's my optimistic.
And it's fair.
Brad
I
Stevens,
think it is.
Derek White thing.
I would add one word. You called it optimistic. I think it's overly optimistic, in my opinion, because I think the downside is, Brian, and also, correct me if I'm wrong here, I know you'll try. I didn't say you will. I said you'll try. Jaylen Brown is getting his chance to be the guy.
Absolutely.
It's Jaylen Brown's team. Jaylen Brown has been okay watching Drew Holiday, Derek White, Jason Tatum jack up threes, do their thing. He's comfortable with Peyton Pritchard jacking up threes. Or Sam, does he want to add another player that he doesn't know, doesn't trust to that mix, who is a volume three-point shooter? Or could that almost annoy him to some degree?
Could it annoy him? Sure. I mean, he seems like a guy who wants to compete, wants to win at a high level, and you know, we were just talking about Simons, right? He's never done that before. So if he views Simons as a guy who's a stat patter, who what I think you were sort of alluding to with Jones and Keefe in the crossover, right?
Yeah.
Anybody can score 20 points on a bad team if, you know, you're a half-decent player in the
Correct.
NBA. Is there a chance of that? Sure. I think we haven't seen that with Simons, where he's playing with another star, another good player, trying to play at a high level before. Could that happen? Absolutely. I don't know that'll happen. I haven't seen any reports that other teammates, whether in Portland or in college or wherever he's been, say that he's a bad teammate. I haven't heard anything about coaches saying that they didn't like him. So could it be? Sure. But I haven't seen anything in the past with him that would suggest that. And one more thing on Simons that I do think he could bring to the team.
Mm-hmm.
An issue about the Celtics over the last, I don't know, 5-6 years, they haven't really had a true point guard, right? Whether mm-hmm. it's Marcus Smart, Drew Holiday, Derek White, these are all shooting guards trying to play the role of point guard. He's not a true point guard, but I think he's a better facilitator, playmaker than any player that they've had at the point guard position in the last few years.
Okay, so two things that are suggestions from the Twitch chat. They think
shave the mustache.
Empty the dead bodies out of your trunk that go along with the mustache. Oh. And you need to get back to your shift as a chef at Papa Gino's. I don't even know what that means, but they said you look like a Papa Gino's chef.
Pizza pie!
No, because like if you put the top hat on him and the apron, he looks
a
like...
A pizza pie. Okay, Brian Frazoco, thank you.
Appreciate
up next
it,
here on WEEI Afternoons, it's
what,
3 o'clock.
What a visit.
No Ted Johnson because he's sick today. I don't know if I mentioned that earlier. He is not feeling well under the weather.
Sick of you.
So that could very well be, although he hasn't seen me in like 2+ weeks at this point.
It has
point.
Been a while.
Been
perhaps
a while.
Refreshed.
But even though no Ted, we still have 3 o'clock, 3-point stance next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.